Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We love our trees in South Dakota, perhaps because we have so few of them in some parts of the state. The tallest and biggest of these trees stand out, and if we care to think about it, they can remind us of all the historical events and changes that have swirled around them as they have grown over decades and even centuries. On today's Images of the Past, we'll look at an especially tall old tree once growing in the Black Hills as we consider a few of those events. Gary Enright is the director of the 1881 Courthouse Museum in Custer, and he's joining me now with the story. Hey, Gary, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Lori.
I do love trees. I am fascinated by them in all their forms. So I'm one of those people that just perks up, and you found a particularly interesting tree. Tell us what we're talking about today.
Well, it's very unusual that we'd run into something like this when there's probably, I don't know how many million trees in the Black Hills. Somebody found the tallest one of all of them in the whole Black Hills a number of years ago. And this is a tree that was 122 feet tall. Mm. And they found out later when the tree finally died that it was 400 years old. So that I couldn't pass that up. I thought, well, you know, Lori needs a really good program here.
So this tree dies in 1972 because of mountain pine beetle. Is that right? In 1972?
That's right.
Wow.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And it was probably started to grow in the Black Hills 400 years before that.
And, all right.
We're sort of locked into the evergreen trees here. But if we lived in California, for instance, you'd see trees that are part of the landscape, and you'd think not too much of a 120-foot-tall tree there. But here in South Dakota, you don't find them that big.
Right. And I don't live in California. I live in South Dakota. So, okay, 1575, and this is the fun part, because so much is happening around this tree, but we're going to put this in sort of this big, you know, what you learned in school history. So what's happening in 1575 in North America, really?
Well, I think that's about the probably about the time that Columbus had discovered North America. People had just begun to move into this part of the world and ultimately replace the Native American population that was here, or actually sent them into a smaller territory. That's what
right.
Really
you have discovered in, you have the word discovered in quotation marks in the print. So Columbus thinks he
right.
discovers this, but of course we all know better. For radio listeners, that's in air quotes there.
This is
a time before Europeans have even imagined that this place exists. This tree starts growing at that point.
That's right. And the idea is that where did it come from if it's only one of a kind? And
yeah.
The idea was that some people who are aware of the history of this area of the country actually have decided that this tree probably was either transported by a thunderstorm or a tornado or whatever when it was just a little bitty sapling on the ground, mm-hmm. or it could have been picked up by Indian people and brought to the Black Hills, because those trees, the lodgepole pine trees, were the ones that they favored for their teepees. And so they may have been growing their own trees. That's a very real possibility, that this is how the tree got to the Black Hills.
But this and one not so cut then, down for that, because it makes it to 1970. So it's not ever put into use by the indigenous people. It just grows.
It just grows, and it grew to 122 feet tall, which is unbelievable when you get to thinking about it in comparison with our little old evergreens around here who are 25 to 45 feet tall. And
yeah.
So they're easily described as being special when you find yeah. these big trees like this. The Forest Service measured that tree to be 122 feet tall and quickly discovered that the tree was 400 years old because the tree was found dead in 1972. And so they make up at the one thing about trees, they always tell their own age. And so when you cut into a tree, you can count the rings in the tree. And there were 400 rings in this tree. And that's just phenomenal.
So how old is this tree when Custer's expedition enters the Black Hills?
That probably was 300 or something like that, about 300 years old at that time. Yeah, that would be a pretty good guess that it probably took place because Custer came to Custer in
what we now call Custer,
1874. Yeah, in 1874, and so we're talking about a tree that died in 1972. So it really has a different history.
Tell me how this history is preserved. Are there parts of the tree or photos or what? I mean, once they found this tree had fallen, what happened next?
Well, what happened next was that the Forest Service came to the area and they actually cut the tree down. The tree was then on the ground and they took a piece of the log. And you could actually, on the internet, you would be able to see the lines, the circles of each one, each year is showing up in a tree. It's just one of the natures of particularly pine trees. They're very, very apt to have the numbers inside. And so in 1972, when there was a big increase in the number of the pine beetle, they killed this tree. And God knows how long it would grow if it was still alive. But that was how it happened. It happened to be that it was infected by the pine beetle, and the tree actually was dead. I do not know. And nobody that I talked to at the U.S. Forest Service could tell me what actually happened to the other 120 feet of the the tree itself. Nobody was able to tell me what they did to that, but I suspect that it wound up in a lumberyard someplace.
Are there ways to look then at the history of the Black Hills based on those rings as far as drought? And
I believe that there is. There's different colors if you're looking. I happen to be sitting in front of my computer with a picture of that tree log. And there are different colors of round round lines on the tree. And it looks to me like it had a lot to do with the amount of moisture that was probably available for the tree or all of that sort of thing. But that, if you look on the internet, when you and I get done talking, we'll have a point in time where this tree will be on the on your internet page. So that would give some people who have better knowledge than I do of the history of trees as to just how old and where the droughts were and all of that sort of thing. And then I would also point out that at the time that people began to explore the Black Hills in 1874, when General Custer came to the Black Hills, it was just east of the town of what developed as to the town of Custer, where this tree was located. There was some discussion about whether it was up the northern part of the hills or not, but it was in the Custer, what is now the Custer area. But there is nothing there to show you where the tree was exactly. I wish I could find it, but I quizzed people and quizzed them and quizzed them, and I found out that they don't know the answer to how to find where that tree was.
Well, we'll take a walk and we'll take a look at all the other trees that remain and the stories that they continue to tell. Oh, Gary Enright, I love this story. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Laurie. I appreciate it.